Giant FM Sports on this Monday night from Heritage Automotive, and coming off a weekend of the boys and girls state track finals in Bloomington and a part of the festivities. Just a sophomore, Drew Drake, making an appearance in the high jump. Drew, congratulations, and it's been a great season. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Give me, if you would, say a comparison contrast. What's the difference in competing at a meet around here, whether it be conference or whatever, and competing down at the state meet in Bloomington?
Well, there's a big difference just from the amount of people and the basically just the sense of, I can't talk, the importance of the meet basically, and you can just feel the difference in the atmosphere and just everything involved in the meet.
The day that went on down there, I know I've got the numbers in front of me, but evaluate for me. How did you perform? Did you give the showing you hoped to put on?
It started well. We got about half of what we wanted to out of the day. We wanted to get the opening high on the first try and then try to hit the next height, but we got really close on it, but just fell a little bit short of it.
Let me change it. When did you know that state might be a possibility? I mean, was this something you targeted early in the season, or did it kind of grow from there?
I think after last season, I knew that if I did a lot of stuff before the season and entering into the season, that it'd be we'd have a decent shot at it.
As I was looking up some of the Southwestern track records, I look and I realize Jacob Wise has a record that's just about a decade old now, 6'8". Have you kind of got that in your sights?
Yeah, that's kind of the main goal, getting towards senior year, is being able to compete and try to reach that record.
What's off-season like for you? Do you get training in the high jump? Are there competitions outside of just the regular high school season for you?
Yeah, there's some that we've looked into and that I've talked to coaches and different people about that have said and suggested that that would be a good thing to start looking into and start trying to better myself outside of the season.
Drew Drake with us, the sophomore from Southwestern, competing over the weekend in the state track and field competition in the high jump. As you were coming in as a freshman, and you're getting to be a veteran now going into your junior year, but what kind of help was a guy who competed pretty well in this? What kind of help was Stephen Shackelford for you?
It was a big help in the beginning because coming in freshman year, I hadn't done any high jump and didn't understand it too well. And just having him there, having done 3 whole seasons in the high school level, just helped a lot because he knew a lot more than I did at that time.
Give me an example of some things you've learned, technically speaking, that have made you a better high jumper. I mean, there's some guys out there who have athletic ability, but if you don't do things just the right way, it's hard to improve. What have you done that's made you a better jumper even now?
Just a lot of working on your form and just knowing your timing and working on things that you know you struggle with, or like working on things from a meet the day before that you knew you struggled with in that meet, and working to correct those things so that the next meet you'd be ready to try to keep those corrections and jump a higher height.
What was it like watching some of the guys who were competing against you? And there was a new state record set in the high jump, I believe.
Yeah.
What was it like watching some of those guys who have been doing this for a while?
Well, it's nice to watch them and just observe what they do and what they've done to get so well and get up to those heights that you eventually want to be shooting for. And it's just nice to watch the way they do things and just observe and learn from them also.
You realize as you come around to track season again this next year, there's going to be a lot of people gunning for you, or at least measuring themselves up against what you do.
Yeah.
As you compete around here, are there any guys that you like competing against, or maybe you've even kind of measured yourself against in becoming better at the sport?
Well, this last year, I know that I had good competition when we went to the Shelbyville Eastern Columbus East meet and jumping against the guys from East who are really good and jump right around the same. And then also from Housie, they have a guy that jumps right below me and right around towards the beginning, so he can jump right around me. And it's just always good to be able to have someone push you to try to keep getting higher in a meet.
Well, Drew, congratulations again. Appreciate catching a few minutes here with you for the show tonight, and best of luck and good training this summer.
Thank you.
More to come here on Giant FM Sports. We're at Heritage Automotive here, opening up the month of June.